Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brandon. Can I have your first name and last name to pull up your account?
Sandra Evans.
Can you repeat that for me, ma'am? You're breaking up.
Sandra Evans. I have an order number, if that's easier.
Okay. Second for me. Hey, can you verify your shipping address?
70 Iroquois Drive North, Fort Myers Beach, Florida, 33931.
Your first name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A?
Yes, but that's not the name of the shipping address. It's Gabriel DeMonk.
And what's the name of the shipping address?
Gabriel DeMonk.
Hey, can you spell that for me?
G-A-B-R-I-E-L.
G-A-B-R-I-E-L. And the last name?
D-E-M-U-N-C-K.
Okay, let me get it. Can I have that order number?
150-7892.
Okay, nothing's coming up with that order number and first name.
Yeah, I believe you're actually the person who put the order in for me last week.
Okay. Have you received the order?
I have not received the order. I have also not received the email that you said I would be getting to confirm my order. I have since called back to ask for another confirmation email with the tracking number. I have also not received that email. I have not received a tracking number. I have not received the package. I have been charged.
Okay. I'm looking at your call history. I do see that you did call in on the 24th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And that agent wrote that your order wasn't created. No order was placed. You wanted a supervisor?
Yeah, and I believe they put me through to you.
And that was last week, ma'am? On the 24th?
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Oh, it was another person who said his name was Brandon then, who works for OMAX and sounds a lot like you. There could be another one then.
Okay. Can you spell your last name again?
E-V-A-N-S. Could you not find anything by the order number?
No, ma'am.
Hmm.
And you said that it's under a different name. The last name is DeMonk?
Yes, the shipping address is different from the billing address and name.
Okay, well, so what's your shipping address?
The shipping address is the address that I gave you.
Can you repeat it?
70 Iroquois Drive North.
And what's the billing address?
274 Jenkins Road, Scotland, Ontario, N0E1R0.
Okay. I do see your account. I see both accounts. I see that you ordered that Omex Cryo Freeze one bottle on the 24th. I see that you were refunded for your discount code of 50%.
Yes.
Okay, so you're calling to check your tracking of your product?
Yeah, the tracking number they gave me doesn't seem to be a legitimate tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
So has the item been shipped?
Well, I can check the tracking. 1 second. It says the expected delivery day is April the 1st by 9 p.m.
Okay. Could you please send? I haven't received any of the emails that people have been telling me I should be getting. Is it possible to send me an email? And can you please read me off the tracking number so that I can write it down so I have it, please?
Okay. And I do have the email that we have on file is S as in Sam, D as in David, E M. UNCK is in kite 3131 at yahoo.ca.
Yes, that's the correct email.
Okay, I can get you the tracking number. 1 second. Okay, the tracking number is, are you ready?
Yes.
927.
Okay.
4896.
Yep.
9011.
Mm-hmm.
9735.
Yes.
5303.
Yes.
0617.
Okay.
728. And that's with USPS.
Okay. That one worked. Okay, perfect. So hopefully it does arrive then. Thank you very much for giving me the information.
You're welcome. And would you like to try any of our vitamin
That's
D? It's only $19.95. And it helps with your immune
That's
system
great.
And
Thank
muscles.
You. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much for your help. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good day. Bye. Thank you for calling customer service. Oh, makes help.
Okay.